If you're one of those who waits until the last minute to file, this year is not a good year to do that. Budget cuts at the IRS are creating roadblocks for many people. Sarah Lerner from Here and Now contributor KUOW reports from Seattle.
Last December, we got the warning straight from the IRS commissioner. He said cuts mandated by Congress have hit the IRS 5 years in a row, and this year is going to be tough. Tough for people like 78-year-old Susan Dean in Tacoma, Washington. Dean has never owned a cell phone, does not have a computer.
Oh, there's your kid. Is that your cat?
That's one of them, yeah.
Dean has her tax prep routine down. In January, she began like she always does, by setting up her special card table for tax documents. Next.
Just had to go pick up the new form, which I've been doing, really, for 30-some years.
So she went to the library, like usual.
I was kind of shocked to see this sign on the post saying, due to cuts in federal funding, the IRS will not be sending out paper and the instruction booklet and all of the forms this year.
The booklet is key. Dean could have the library staff help her print the forms, but not a 50-page instruction booklet. The sign did direct her to an 800 number, though.
Seeing that, I hurried home and tried to call the number.
The IRS commissioner also warned about that. Long wait times when trying to call. Eventually, Dean did manage to order her forms through a special 800 number set up just for that.
When your option is to try to do it online or try to download the forms or try to request it, that is a huge barrier.
Yuri Kim manages a free tax prep program for United Way.
For the people who are actually looking for these forms, it becomes a big deal.
Kim believes the IRS cuts hurt the low-income and elderly population the most. The forms are actually only a tiny part of the problem. I met Kim at the Seattle Public Library, one of the locations where his volunteers prepare taxes.
Okay, let's start with your Social Security card and your ID. Thank you.
Pairs of volunteers and clients are scattered at tables along a closed-off section of the library. They're all speaking quietly while the tax preparers enter data on laptops. The IRS helps fund programs like these. But Kim says his job is more difficult this year.
They're basically asking us to do a lot more with the same number of dollars.
That's because the IRS used to offer free tax prep for poor taxpayers too, just like United Way, but no longer.
To be frank, I understand that the IRS has to make cuts, but it does put this population in a tougher situation than they probably have been in the past.
After 6 weeks, the forms still hadn't arrived to Susan Dean's house in Tacoma.
Raindrop! Here, kitty!
Where she hangs out with tea and her two cats.
Okay, she lost her chance.
But no matter, Dean solved her problem. Remember, she doesn't have a computer. She doesn't go online to look for information, but she did sleep on it.
Thinking about it overnight and all, I remembered that once I'd had an IRS question and had gone to this building on Pacific Avenue. So I thought, maybe that'll be there and maybe I can go there.
It was true. There is an IRS Taxpayer Assistance Center in downtown Tacoma. And they had the forms. Dean filled it out and filed her taxes, and now she's fine. Except she worries about everyone else.
I want people to know, guess what? The way it's always been isn't going to be that way this year.
The forms are no longer widely distributed. And, along with many other delays, here's another one. The IRS says refunds will come back slower this year. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Lerner in Seattle.